USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the past few hours, U.S. senators have been poring over the FBI report on its investigation of sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Most Republicans say they found the report very thorough, saying it uncovered nothing of concern. However, Democrats, like Senator Dianne Feinstein, see it differently. She called the investigation
very limited, and it will be interesting after all of the members have an opportunity to read the documents. And we have an opportunity in public to discuss our conclusions.
Republican leaders want to vote on Kavanaugh's confirmation tomorrow or Saturday. Florence, South Carolina police say the man who opened fire on officers yesterday, killing one and wounding six, is 74-year-old Fred Hopkins, who's now in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.